All right, get ready, because today we're diving deep into something pretty amazing, intuition.
Okay.
You know that feeling you get, like an inner knowing? It just pops up sometimes.
Hmm.
Well, we're going way beyond just your gut feeling here.
Okay.
We've got some sources that look at intuition as this powerful energy, almost like
Wow.
it's like a secret language from your soul.
Really is intriguing. You know, we tend to focus so much on logic and reason, but these sources suggest there's a whole other way of knowing,
Right.
this deeper wisdom that's been with us all along.
And it seems like everybody has at least one of those I knew it stories.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So we're going to break down how to actually tune into those little whispers of intuition.
Okay.
Learn to trust them and even use them to make decisions every day and even find healing.
So one of the sources jumps right in and contrasts intuition with the ego.
Okay.
And it's almost like a battle between your heart and your head, right?
Interesting.
The ego is all about logic and fear, you know, and past experiences. But intuition seems to come from this much purer place.
Okay, so how do we tell the difference?
Yeah.
How do we know if it's our ego talking or if it's a genuine flash of intuition? Because let's be honest, sometimes my gut feelings lead me straight to the ice cream aisle, and I'm not sure that's my soul speaking.
Yeah, that's where it gets interesting.
Yeah.
This source actually describes intuition as a spiritual energy.
Yeah.
Like it comes from the soul. It's not just a thought or a hunch, but a deeper knowing that connects to something bigger than us.
So it's almost like our soul is trying to send us a message, but we're too busy
Yes.
overthinking to hear it.
Precisely. And one source uses this striking phrase, ignoring our intuition is like ignoring a precious gift.
Whoa.
It's like we've been given this incredible internal compass, but we've totally forgotten how to read it.
Okay, I'm definitely intrigued now, but if intuition is the subtle inner voice, how do we even begin to recognize it?
Yeah.
There's just so much mental noise.
Right. That's the million-dollar question. And thankfully, these sources offer some pretty practical techniques
okay.
to help us tap into that sixth sense. One practice that they emphasize over and over is meditation.
Meditation. I have to admit, I've tried it a few times, but my mind just races even faster when I try to quiet down.
That's so common. But think of meditation as a way to create space
okay.
within yourself. As the source explains, it's the key to unlocking spiritual knowledge.
Oh, wow.
It allows those intuitive whispers to become so much clearer.
So by calming all that mental chatter, we can actually create an environment
yeah.
where intuition can flourish.
Exactly. And the source doesn't stop there.
Oh.
It also suggests things like dream journaling, spending time in nature, basically anything that helps you connect with that quiet space within.
It's almost like you're creating a sanctuary for your intuition, giving it room to breathe.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
It's about cultivating a state of receptivity.
Right.
Where you're open to receiving those subtle messages. And, you know, it's not just about major life decisions.
Right.
The source suggests we can use intuition in everyday life.
Really?
Yeah, for even the smallest choices.
Wait, so I could use my intuition to decide, like, what to wear or what to eat for lunch? That seems a little much.
Uh-huh.
How do I know if it's really my intuition talking or if I just really want a taco?
Right. Well, that's where it gets really fascinating.
Okay.
The source actually says, if you have the feeling that you should do something, then you should do it.
Oh.
It's like they're advocating for this radical level of trust.
Wow. Okay. That is bold advice.
It is.
But I have to admit, it's kind of exciting to
yeah.
think about living life guided by that kind of inner knowing.
I think that's the key takeaway here.
Yeah.
It's not about becoming some kind of mystical oracle or anything.
Right.
But rather, just learning to tune into a part of ourselves that we often ignore or dismiss.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that we have this incredible resource inside us, this source of wisdom that can guide us toward a more fulfilling life.
Okay, I'm officially hooked.
Good.
But before we go any further, there's one thing I've always been confused about.
Okay.
What's the difference between intuition and instinct?
Oh, yeah.
They both seem like these unconscious impulses, but I know they're not the same thing.
You're right. That's a great point.
Yeah.
And one that the source addresses directly.
Okay.
It's an important distinction to make because understanding the difference can really help you decipher
right.
those inner nudges.
So lay it on me. What's the key difference between intuition and instinct?
Think of it this way. Instinct is primal.
Okay.
It's hardwired into our systems for survival.
Like our animal instincts.
Exactly. It's that automatic unconscious response that kicks in when you touch a hot stove.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think, you just react.
Okay. So it's like a knee-jerk reaction, pure and simple.
Exactly. Intuition, on the other hand, is more of a conscious knowing.
Okay.
It's not just a physical sensation, but a deeper understanding that seems to come from a place of wisdom.
So instinct is reactive
Yes.
while intuition is more insightful.
Precisely. And the source emphasizes that this distinction is crucial
Okay.
because it helps us understand where those inner nudges are coming from. Are they based on fear and survival, or are they leading us toward something greater?
This is all starting to make a lot more sense.
Good.
But I'm curious, if instinct is primal and intuition is this deeper knowing,
Yeah.
where exactly does intuition come from?
That's where we get to the heart of the matter.
Okay.
The source doesn't just hint at it, it outright states, intuition is the voice of the soul.
Whoa, hold on, the voice of the soul. Now things are getting really interesting.
Yeah, that's where we get into the really profound stuff.
Okay.
It makes you wonder, what if our soul is constantly trying to talk to us? Like it's offering guidance and wisdom, but we're just not tuned in.
Okay, my mind is officially blown, but I have to admit I'm a little skeptical. How can we be sure it's really our soul talking and not just like
Right.
our imagination running wild?
That's a valid question, and I think
Yeah.
it's super important to approach this with a healthy dose of,
Oh,
discernment.
right.
The source really emphasizes that intuition is different from other internal experiences, like thoughts or hunches, or even gut feelings.
Hold on. You're saying there's a difference between
Yeah.
a hunch and intuition? I thought those were basically the same thing.
Not quite.
Okay.
The source breaks it down like this.
Okay.
A hunch is often just a quick guess or suspicion,
Yeah.
like, I have a hunch it's going to rain today.
Yeah.
It's often based on limited information or just a feeling that something might happen.
Okay, so it's like a fleeting thought, not necessarily based on anything concrete.
Exactly. And a gut feeling is more of a visceral sensation
Okay.
in your body.
Okay.
You know that sinking feeling you get in your stomach when something feels off? Or that burst of excitement when you're about to go on an adventure?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So a hunch is in your head
Yeah.
and a gut feeling is in your gut.
You got it.
Okay.
But what makes intuition different is that it comes from a deeper place of knowing. It's not just a fleeting thought
Okay.
or a physical sensation, but an actual sense of certainty,
Right.
a knowing that goes beyond logic.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm starting to see the difference.
Yeah.
But what about thoughts? Aren't those also coming from within?
Right.
How is intuition different from our regular thought processes?
That's a really important distinction that the source highlights.
Okay.
Think about it. Our thoughts are often based on logic,
Yeah.
analysis, external information. We're constantly processing data, making judgments,
Yeah.
trying to figure things out.
So thoughts are like our mental operating system
Yeah,
constantly running in the background.
exactly. But intuition, as the source explains, provides a totally different kind of understanding.
Yeah.
It's more holistic.
Okay.
It sees the bigger picture, the interconnectedness of things,
Yeah.
rather than getting bogged down in all the little details.
It's almost like thoughts are a microscope,
Yeah.
zooming in on specific parts, while intuition is like a wide-angle lens
Yes.
taking in the entire landscape.
That's a brilliant analogy.
Nice.
And this distinction is crucial because it shows us the different ways these two modes of knowing operate.
Okay.
Thought is often linear, sequential based
Not.
on past experiences
Right.
or learned knowledge.
Yeah.
But intuition is spontaneous, non-linear,
Okay.
and it seems to tap into this well of wisdom that we don't always consciously
So
access.
it's not about dismissing the power of thought, but
Right.
rather recognizing that intuition offers a different perspective, a different way of
Exactly.
accessing knowledge and understanding.
Yeah. It's like having two different operating systems for our minds.
I love
Me
that.
too. And the source really emphasizes the importance of developing both our thinking and intuitive capacities. It's not about picking one over the other.
Right.
It's about integrating those different ways of knowing so we can make more balanced
Okay.
and insightful decisions.
You mentioned earlier that the source encourages us to actually act on those intuitive nudges,
Yes.
even in daily life. But how do we know if it's truly our intuition speaking and not just a fleeting whim or desire?
Right.
Like, how do I know if my soul is telling me to take a different route home
Yeah.
or if I just really want a taco from that place on Maple Street?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And the source acknowledges that it can be tricky to tell the difference between genuine intuition and other impulses, especially in those everyday moments.
So how do we tell the difference?
Okay.
Give me some practical tips.
Well, one thing the source emphasizes is paying attention to recurring thoughts or feelings.
Okay.
Is there something that keeps popping up in your mind?
Hmm.
A sense that you should do something or go somewhere, even if you can't logically explain why.
Okay, so it's not just a one-time thought,
right,
but something that keeps coming back, almost like a gentle nudge.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's not just about thoughts either.
Oh.
The source also highlights the importance of paying attention to physical sensations.
Really?
You know, that gut feeling, that sense of expansion in your chest.
Yeah.
Or even goosebumps when something truly resonates with you.
Wait, so my body can actually give me clues about my intuition?
It can.
Yeah.
Think about it. Our body is often the first to react to things, even before we've had time to process them mentally.
Oh, wow.
So paying attention to those physical cues can be a powerful way to tune into your intuition.
So it's not just about what we think or feel, but also about what we sense in our bodies.
Exactly.
This whole concept of intuition is starting to feel a lot more tangible.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
It's not some abstract, esoteric concept.
Right.
It's an actual living, breathing part of who we are.
Hmm.
And the source emphasizes that developing intuition is an ongoing process.
Okay.
It's a journey of self-discovery and deepening trust in our inner guidance system.
Right.
It's not something that happens overnight.
Yeah.
It's a gradual unfolding as we practice listening and responding to those subtle whispers from our soul.
So it's like building a muscle. The more we use it, the stronger it gets.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the source offers tons of techniques to help us cultivate that connection with our intuition.
Like what?
We've talked about meditation, but it also suggests practices like dream journaling.
Right.
Spending time in nature and even exploring energy healing modalities.
Hold on. Energy healing. That sounds a bit out there.
I know it can sound a little woo-woo.
Yeah.
But think of it this way.
Okay.
These practices, even if they seem unconventional, can help create space for stillness. You know, quiet the mental chatter and allow your intuitive faculties to kind of emerge.
It's like creating a sanctuary within ourselves for intuition to flourish.
I love that. And the source also encourages us to engage in activities that spark our creativity and joy.
Okay.
Because when we're feeling happy and relaxed, we're much more open and receptive to those subtle intuitive nudges.
So it's not all serious introspection and meditation.
No.
We can actually have fun while developing our intuition.
Absolutely. In fact, the source suggests that joy and playfulness can actually enhance our intuitive abilities.
Aww.
Because when we're in a good mood, we're more likely to trust those spontaneous impulses and actually act on them.
Okay.
It's all about creating a state of inner harmony that allows our intuition to flow more freely.
I'm starting to see how intuition isn't just some mystical ability, but a practical tool that we can use to improve our lives. But how does it actually work in real life situations?
Right.
Like, can intuition really help with things like healing and self-discovery?
That's a great question. And that's where we get into some truly fascinating territory. You see, the source suggests that intuition can be a powerful ally in our healing journey, not just in the physical sense, but also emotionally and spiritually.
Okay, I'm definitely intrigued. Tell me more.
So we've talked about, you know, how to recognize intuition and some techniques for sharpening it.
Right.
But this idea that it can actually help us heal, that's a whole new level.
It is. It's fascinating. The source suggests that our intuition can point us toward what needs healing within us.
Like a guide.
It's not like diagnosing illnesses, right?
Right.
It's more like understanding the root cause of like emotional or spiritual imbalances.
Exactly.
So it's less about, okay, I have a headache. What medicine should I take? It's more about understanding like why I might be so stressed or anxious in the first place.
Exactly. It's like intuition can illuminate those underlying patterns or beliefs that might be causing us to feel stuck or unhappy. And the source gives the example of anxiety. Like if you're feeling anxious, try asking your intuition, what is causing this anxiety?
Right.
Or what steps can I take to find peace and calm?
So it's almost like using intuition as a therapist, guiding us to understand ourselves on a deeper level.
That's a great way to put it. And the source emphasizes that the answers we get from our intuition might not always be what we expect or want to hear.
Right.
Sometimes the truth could be uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's about facing those uncomfortable truths so we can really heal and grow.
Makes sense. We can't really fix something if we don't know what's broken, right?
Exactly.
But how does intuition actually guide us towards healing? Like, does it tell us to, you know, try yoga or finally clean out that cluttered closet?
Well, the source suggests that intuition can help us find the right healing modalities or practices for our individual needs.
Mm.
It's not about a one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
It's about finding what really speaks to us on a soul level.
It's like having this inner compass. That points us towards the resources therapies, even lifestyle changes that'll best support our healing journey.
Exactly. And it's not just about our individual healing either.
Mm.
The source also mentions how intuition can guide us in helping others.
Okay.
Those intuitive insights can be so valuable in caregiving roles, whether it's supporting a loved one through a tough time or choosing a career path in the healing profession.
That's incredible. So intuition isn't just this self-centered thing.
Right.
It can help us connect with others on a deeper level and make a positive impact on the world.
Absolutely. And it all comes back to that core idea from the source.
Okay.
You know, intuition is the voice of the soul.
Right.
It's like recognizing that we all have this wellspring of wisdom within us, this source of love and compassion that can guide us not only toward our own personal healing, but also towards creating a more harmonious and compassionate world.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive.
It has.
It's amazing to think we all have this incredible power inside us.
Yeah.
Just waiting to be tapped into.
It really is. And I hope this deep dive has inspired you to start paying attention to those intuitive whispers and to trust the wisdom of your own soul.
I know. I'm feeling inspired. So to all our listeners out there, we encourage you to, you know, explore your own intuition.
Yes.
Pay attention to those gut feelings, those recurring thoughts, those moments of synchronicity that seem to guide you toward your true path.
Right.
Trust your inner compass and see where it leads you.
Yeah, good advice.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep trusting that of your voice.